So back to the tornadoes and the weather story this spring that has caused another round of devastation. Authorities are now confirming that in Joplin, Missouri, 89 are dead after a massive tornado took a four-mile swath out of that city. And among the people affected were the hospital, the major hospital in Joplin, which had to completely evacuate, which means that medical injured and wounded and patients from Joplin, Missouri, from this tornado were evac'd to the Via Christi Hospital in Pittsburgh, Kansas, which is about an hour's drive or a half hour's drive away, and, of course, just minutes or seconds by chopper. Michael Hayslip is the director of public relations for Via Christi Hospital. Michael, good morning.
John, how are you, sir? It would take about 30 minutes by car. An ambulance can get there in 20. A helicopter can get there in 10 from St. John's Regional Medical Center that was in the path of the storm to our hospital that is just across the state line.
Path of the storm, it doesn't even begin to describe the devastation of this medical facility that you know well. It lost its roof. It had to completely evacuate. Is there anything in your sort of contingency plans there in Pittsburgh, Kansas at Via Christi that you would take a full-scale evac from Joplin, a city much bigger?
Our department is actually in charge of emergency preparedness as well. So as soon as we heard what had happened at St. John's, we activated our incident command center. We had 140 employees, most of whom were not called in, who volunteered their time and showed up, knowing that we had a serious medical surge on our hands and wanted to make sure that we were prepared to take care of those people that were coming across the state line.
What does that say about the community of Southwest Missouri and Kansas?
What it says, John, is we may be divided by a state line, but I was talking to a company that was donating clothes so we could take care of that surge of patients that didn't have anything left. They don't have homes to go back to, never mind clothes, and they may be looking for family members right now. What it says is, despite the fact that there's a state line in between us, this is one large community, and we take care of each other.
Well, go to the map, if you like. Pittsburgh, Kansas is where we're talking to Michael Hayslip. He's the director of public relations for Via Christi Hospital that's taken a large number of evacuated casualties and some of the people who need medical attention from Joplin, Missouri, where authorities are now confirming 89 dead after a massive tornado hit that city yesterday. Michael, I know there are confidentiality issues and you don't want to get into medical details, but what kind of injuries, what kind of trauma are you dealing with? And I understand because that medical center was evacuated of all patients, you're not just dealing with tornado injuries here.
No, we're not. But what we are seeing, though, as far as our tornado-related injuries, lacerations, which is, from a layman's perspective, cuts and scrapes. But when you're in a debris-like situation, those need to be disinfected. Those need to be cleaned, and we need to make sure that that patient is okay. But we're also seeing major trauma, John, and we're doing our best. We've had our surgeons. They've been up there all night, and we're doing our best to deal with everything that's headed our way, and everybody's done a great job. But as far as the extent of the injuries, we have seen our fair share of very, very serious trauma issues.
April was the worst tornado month on record. How much of a sense of fear is there in your part of the country, Michael?
John, this is probably a little bit of a detriment to our community in the fact that we're so used to tornadoes. We're in the heart of Tornado Alley. When the sirens go off, people will seek shelter, but we're to the point now that we know severe weather heads our way, and we're used to dealing with it.
Not this severe. Michael Hayslip, director of public relations for Via Christi Hospital in Pittsburgh, Kansas, taking evacuated wounded from Joplin, Missouri, where 89 died.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.